to take our thought from three different passages to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We'll read verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Also, over in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, we just recently preached on these verses, but verse 11, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Also, Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Each of these verses address the subject of salvation. They each speak of a remarkable and miraculous change that has taken place in salvation. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, we read that old things are passed away. That's a change. Behold, all things are become new. Change. Ephesians 2, verses 11 through 13, we read those words in time past, at that time, and then the phrase, but now, indicating, again, a change. And in Colossians 1, verse 13, we read the words, from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. Again, indicating a change. So in each of these verses, you'll notice that the change that has taken place in ourselves is with regards to Christ. The change is not in Christ, but there is a change in ourselves with regard to Jesus Christ. We see in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, and also Ephesians 2, verse 13, in Christ. That's the change. We were without Christ, now we're in Christ. Colossians 1, verse 13, we were in the power of darkness, but then we read the words, into the kingdom of his dear Son. So, again, a change has taken place. And these words, in Christ and into the kingdom of his dear Son, speaks of the standing, or the position, if you will, of every child of God. Our standing never changes. We are in Christ. We can never be put out of Christ. We are in Christ. That's our standing. We came into this world as a sinner. We came into this world as a sinner by nature. Being a sinner by nature, we sinned. We came into this world mired, snared, and bound in the chains of sin. imprisoned and shackled by sin, under the power and control of sin. We came into this world defiled by sin. We didn't sin and then become defiled. We came into the world defiled by sin. We came into the world guilty and unacceptable before God, with absolutely nothing within ourselves to offer unto God. Paul sums it up there in Ephesians 2 and verse 12. He says, "Ye were without Christ." That was our standing in our unsaved condition. We were without Christ. There was nothing we could do in and of ourselves that could change that standing. We were without Christ. Our text verses bring out the fact that there has been a change in our standing. Again, and it is God that brings about this change. Again, we see in Ephesians 2 and verse 12, we were without Christ. Truly sad, sad words. Without Christ. But there's been a change. We are now in Christ. That is a far-reaching change. That is a very profound change in our standing. We have gone from being, Ephesians 2 verse 3, the children of wrath. Why were we the children of wrath? Because we were without Christ. We were the children of wrath because of our standing. But we've gone from that to Romans 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. So we've gone from being children of wrath to no condemnation. And what's the difference? The difference is over here you have without Christ, and over here you are in Christ. There has been a change in our standing. And it is a miraculous change. Again, twice we've read in Christ, and then in Colossians 1 verse 13, into the kingdom of His dear Son. So we've gone from without, which is the absence or the not having Christ, to in Christ. So we have gone from without Christ to Jesus and me. A couple Wednesday nights ago, Brother Jim led us in that song, Jesus and Me. I'm not sure if that's the name of it, but we sang that song, and I said, the Lord gave me a thought for a message, and that's what we want to speak on this morning. Jesus and me. That's my standing. I'm in Christ. That means Jesus and me. That's my standing. That's my position. That's your position as a child of God. Now, our first point, we want to see that our standing should be reflected in our state. Our as saved individuals, our standing is our position. It is our position, and our position is in Christ. Our state can be quite different from our standing. It shouldn't be, but it can be. Our state is our practice in life. It's how we live. Now, our standing in Christ ought to be reflected in our practice and how we live. And what is our standing? Jesus and me. And that ought to be reflected in the life that we live. In Romans 8 and verse 1, we see our standing. in Jesus Christ. We also see our state, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You have your standing, your position, you have practice. Once again, our state, our manner of living, is to reflect our standing. Think about it. In our unsaved condition, our standing was without Christ. And that was reflected in our practice. It was reflected in the way that we lived. Being a sinner by birth and nature, what did we do? We transgressed the laws of God. We lived in enmity. We lived in opposition and resistance to God and His ways. Since it was our standing without Christ, that was reflected in our life. And we lived in defiance of God. And we lived in alienation and estrangement from God. We lived way, way down in the pit of sin. And I heard, and I'm sure you did as well, I heard God's invitations throughout my unsaved life to come to Him. And I rejected every single one of them, which was a reflection of my standing without Christ. I heard of Jesus Christ time and time again. And I refused Him time and time again, fleeing from God, seeking to hide from God. We were without Christ, and that was our practice. And we lived in the filth and vileness of sin. We lived in the darkness and the ignorance and the confusion and the emptiness and the disgrace of sin. We lived in the destruction and the defeat and the misery of sin. But while I was living, standing, sitting, walking in the darkness and filth of sin, Jesus not only sought me out, but He came to where I was, ensnared and bound in spiritual death, ensnared and bound in sin, held by the power of Satan, ensnared and bound to the world, ensnared and bound to a life under the dominion of an enemy power, helplessly trapped under the weight of sin, sinking deeper and deeper into the evil and into the destruction of sin. My standing was without Christ. And my practice was, I was bound to a life of enmity to God. That's the life I lived, enmity to God. And I was trapped in that life. Trapped in a life of darkness and ignorance and blindness. To a life of hardness and rebellion and resistance and striving against God. Ensnared and trapped in a life of ungodliness and unrighteousness. And there we were, stuck in the condemnation, in the contamination of sin. Without Christ, that was our standing. That was our position. That being our standing and position was reflected in our life. It was reflected in our practice. And we lived as spiritual bankrupts. We lived in spiritual bankruptcy. We lived in ruin and misery and gloom and chaos and defeat and even disgrace. And we are heading down the highway of eternal destruction. There I was, my mind, my will, my affections, my entire being was securely held by the chains and the shackles of sin. So securely held that I could not possibly escape. Absolutely helpless in and of myself. But Jesus came where I was. And the holding and binding power of sin was broken. And He raised us up. He brought us out from under the terrible and crushing weight of sin and death and condemnation. And now, in Christ. What a change. What a change in my position. I went from without Christ to in Christ, or Jesus and me. I went from without Christ, not having Christ, void of Christ, to Jesus and me. That's now my position. That's now my standing. That's your standing for those that are saved. And such is to be reflected in our life. The songwriter, John Peterson, wrote the hymn, Heaven Came Down. And he had an understanding between this standing and state. He understood the difference. And the first part of the second verse says, born with the Spirit, with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine. Or, oh, what a position is mine. And as a saved individual, think upon those words. Oh, what a standing is mine. Think of where you were without Christ. Now it's in Christ. Oh, what a standing is mine. Such is beyond human comprehension. Such has never been fully told or fully revealed. My standing, my position. For those that are saved, your standing, your position is in Christ. Or we can simply say, Jesus and me. My standing used to be without Christ, but now my standing is Jesus and me. And because of that, oh, what a life is mine. What a life is mine to live. So we want to look now at the life that is ours as saved individuals. Again, in Christ and into the kingdom of His dear Son, it is Jesus and me. Think about that every day. Jesus and me. Jesus and me. That's my position. That's my standing. Jesus and me. All the possibilities of that. Jesus and me. The fact that we are in Christ, the fact that we now live in the kingdom and are part of the kingdom of His dear Son, means that a miracle has taken place in our life. Means that we have passed from death unto life. It means that we have been fully justified by His amazing grace. It means that our sins have been forgiven. It means that we have been reconciled to God, no longer His enemies. This is to be reflected in our lives. We have been redeemed through His blood. That is to be reflected in our lives. We are an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. This is our standing, and such is to be reflected in our life. We have obtained an inheritance. We are complete in Him. All of that is indicative of our standing, our position, and is to be reflected in our lives. We have God's power. Being in Christ, we have access to the Father. We have peace with God. We have rest for our souls. Our position is we are the sons and the daughters of God. And we have fellowship with God. And our position is that we are citizens of heaven. In other words, we are the richest people on the face of the earth. There is no one richer than a child of God. Just by their standing. Now their state, they may be living way, way, way below their standing. But in their standing in Christ, they are rich beyond measure. That's true of every child of God. Now some live below their riches, and we all do to some degree. In Christ, into the kingdom of His dear Son. So it is Jesus and me. And oh, what a life is mine. And in order to understand the life that is now ours to live, we need to consider, first of all, the person of Jesus Christ. Again, our standing is in Christ. Now, in order to appreciate that, I have to understand who He is. In Christ, Jesus and me, He is the eternal, immortal, infinite, immutable, mighty God, Emmanuel, God with us, the Lord of all, the King of kings, the Creator, the Preserver of all things. And I am in Him. And in Him is all fullness. And it's Jesus and me. Oh, what a life is mine to live. He is the great I Am. He is holy. He is spotless. He is pure. He is impeccable. He is the merciful and compassionate one. And I am in Him. He is the truth. He is the life. He is the way to God. He is the way from sin. And He is the way through whatever stands in the way. And it's Jesus and me. What a life is ours to live. Jesus and me. In Christ, His person speaks of the power, the grace, the mercy, and the love of God. I'm in Christ. That's my position. And Jesus Christ is the solution. He is the cure for the ruin of man. And I'm in Him. He's the Redeemer. He's the rock. He's the true vine. He's the Word. He's the Restorer. He's the miracle worker. He's the one who gave sight to the blind. He's the one who gave hearing to the deaf. He's the one who gave liberty to the demon-possessed. He's the one who gave strength to the paralyzed. He's the one who gave life to the dead. You see, Jesus Christ is the one who alters, reshapes, transforms, and impacts lives. And our standing is, we're in Him. So how can you be in Christ and not be impacted by that? I don't believe you can be. He has brought more comfort, more cheer, and more hope to aching hearts than any other. Throughout the history of mankind since Adam, no one has brought more hope and comfort and cheer to mankind than Jesus Christ. He is the one who calmed the raging storm, and He's calmed many a raging storm with just a word or just His presence. He's my Savior. He's my shepherd. He's my friend. That's my standing, and that ought to be reflected in my life. That He is my Savior ought to be reflected in my life. That He is my shepherd, that He is my friend ought to be reflected in our lives. In Christ, into the kingdom of His dear Son. Again, in other words, Jesus and me. And no matter what you put side by side with Jesus Christ, He's more. He's greater. Remember in John 4:24, the woman at the well asked Jesus, "Art thou greater than our father Jacob?" And over in John 8, verse 53, the ones in the temple asked, "Art thou greater than our father Abraham?" And we want to say, not only is God greater than Jacob, not only is God greater than Abraham, God is greater than all other men. God is greater than my sin. God is greater than my guilt. God is greater than my condemnation. God is greater than my enmity against God. Talking about in our unsaved condition. God is greater than our darkness and our pollution and our unacceptability before God. God is greater. And my position and my standing is this: it's Jesus and me. Oh, that truth would just grip our hearts. It's Jesus and me. If God would just remind us each day, when we open our eyes in the morning, it's Jesus and me. I'll tell you what, that'll give you a different perspective of the day. It's Jesus and me. And that's true of all of us. If all of us are saved, that's the truth. It's Jesus and me. That's our standing in Christ. He's greater than any problem. Some days we get up and we know that we're going to face, we have to deal with a certain problem. Other days we get up and we may not think there's a problem in the world, but before the day's over, we're flooded with them. But He's greater than any problem, and it's Jesus and me. He's greater than any trial. He's greater than any difficulty. He's greater than any need. He's greater than any what appears to be impossibility. He's greater than any infirmity, and we're filled with them. He's greater than any condition, any wall. He's greater than any storm. He's greater than any challenge. And what is our position, our standing? Jesus and me. That needs to be reflected in our life. Sure, there's going to be problems. There's going to be trials. There's going to be challenges. But it's Jesus and me. And those trials and challenges seem so much smaller when it's Jesus and me. We can live, so since this is our standing, we can live in a different realm. We live upon a different horizon. We read in Proverbs 27 and verse 1, and we know the truth of this, any of us that have lived long enough, thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And we're often reminded of that truth. We know not what's going to come on any given day. You can have all your plans in order, but you know not what's coming on any given day. And though that is true, we that are saved have this unchanging, unaltering standing in Christ. No matter what happens on any given day, nothing can change this fact. I am in Christ. Nothing can change that. That is our standing as saved individuals. And that needs to be reflected in the life that we live. So for you and I that are saved, it is Jesus and me. That ought to result in a very thrilling life. In this earthly life, there's going to be enemies. There's going to be attacks. There's going to be battles. There's going to be struggles. But in the midst of such, we the saved can live. It's Jesus and me. The fact is, it is Jesus and me. But we need to live that life. It is Jesus and me. In this earthly life that we all know, there's going to be trials. There's going to be difficulties. There's going to be times of adversity. There's going to be times of affliction. There's going to be infirmities. There's going to be turmoil. There are going to be some calamities in life. There are many, many burdens and stresses. Obstacles are everywhere. And yes, we're going to have to go through some storms. And you know what? All of these things that we just mentioned can be sudden. Amen. They can be unexpected. They can be of great variety. And they can be quite severe. But in the midst of such, we the saved can live this life. It's Jesus and me. It's Jesus and me. Not that we enhance Christ. Please don't misunderstand me. In this earthly life, we'll be faced with what appears to be insurmountable challenges and seeming impossibilities. And if we live long enough, we will probably experience some problems with our health.
and you have a family, and I guarantee you in life there will be some family problems. And if you have a career, there will be some career problems. Most, at some point in their life, have some financial problems. And if there's any people in your life, and I know there is, you're going to have some relationship problems somewhere along the line. And most of us are going to have some emotional problems. I don't mean we're going to go crazy, but we're going to have some emotional issues. We're going to have some emotional problems. But in the midst of such, we the saved can live. It's Jesus and me. It's Jesus and me. And I tell you what, again, all those problems just look different when we get a hold of that fact. Job was a man whose life was filled with one calamity after another. And we read in Job 1:22 and also Job 2:10, in all this, Job sinned not. And the phrase that strikes me is in all this. All this. And whatever is in the all this in our lives, our standing is in Christ. Into the kingdom of His dear Son. Whatever is entailed in the all this, it's Jesus and me. And that's the life that we need to live. That is our standing. But that needs to be reflected in our lives. And if that is reflected in our lives, we're not going to have the same reactions to trials that lost people do. We need to reflect in our lives, I'm in Christ. So regardless of the activities, regardless of the events, the matters, the happenings, the incidents, the circumstances of life, this is our standing for we that are saved in Christ. Or Jesus in me. And if I live a life that reflects that, I won't wander in endless circles. I won't live a life of defeat and bondage and misery and distress. That's the life I lived when I was without Christ. That's not the life I'm to live when I'm in Christ. We don't have to live lives that are unfulfilling. Without Christ, all of our lives, whether we realized it at the time or not, was unfulfilling. But now we're in Christ. Not to live lives that are unfulfilling. Why? Because it's Jesus and me. That means we have a refuge, we have a rock, we have a foundation. Those who are without Christ have no rock. They have no refuge. But you and I are in Christ. We have peace. There's peace there. There's refreshment there. There's relief. There's solace. There's hope. There's joy and there's victory in Christ. And that is to be reflected in our life. So my point is this. Jesus and me, that should be our practice in life. That should be our state. In other words, face each day. Go through each day. Living in the awareness and the reality of Jesus and me. That will make your life profitable. Not speaking materially. That'll make your life profitable, useful, and meaningful. And that will enable you to live a God-glorifying life. The fact that I am in Christ, I have the ability to live a life glorifying to God. Now, whether I do or not, that's a different issue. But again, our point is this. We have this standing in Christ. Nothing can change that. You and I may backslide, we may get away from the Lord, but nothing changes in Christ. Nothing does. Nothing changes that position. That's eternal security. But our life is to reflect that. I'm in Christ. And just as there is night and day difference between without Christ and in Christ, there is night and day difference between the life that it corresponds to each of those. So God help us to live lives that reflect our position. I often think of our position in Christ. It's just something wonderful to think about. But perhaps we need to think more, even so, does my life reflect that? Our lives need to reflect in Christ, and we need to pray every day, God, help me. Help me, Lord, to live a life that reflects that I am in You. Help me not to live a life that looks like I'm without Christ. We all sometimes act like we're without Christ. But all it needs to be our prayer, Lord, help me not to live that life. I lived it once. I don't want to live it again. What a wonderful, wonderful standing is ours, and what a wonderful life that we can live because of that. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse 7.